the pop star massage unit. It's a dildo is what it is. Pop star dildo is what it is. Starts out regular, like a regular dildo. You put the two batteries up in there, makes it do a little love ball number. But the top clips onto it with the size and proportions of the rock star of your choice. I mean, think of it. The possibilities are unlimited. And we have them in all size, shapes, and colors, from the little emaciated, shriveled up white John Denver model how do you know of course, a big reissue this year is our large, dark, transparent Jimi Hendrix model. Alan Douglas has the copyrights to that. The cool thing is, let's say you went out and you wanted to get, the Mick Jagger dildo. Right? A perennial favorite. It's our medium Caucasian. You unfold this giant picture of Mick, see? And you clip on the top of this little dildo, see? But then there's this little slot. And in this little slot goes the cassette. Get the picture? Giant glossy of Mick taped to your ceiling. Clip on the head, slip in the cassette, and Mick sings Jumpin' Jack Flash between your legs, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I'm looking for something a little more macho. This year, one of the biggies has been the George Harrison dildo. They come in two kinds. There's the normal white, and there's one that's sort of an off-brown with a little dot in the middle. Smells like curry for all you spiritualists out there.
$8.
Even Krishna can't help you now. It's all over, George. Take it, Billy! Billy always just seemed to walk in and save it. So you see, it's not so important what you invent. It's just a story. It's just so important. Someone approaches you on the street and goes, "Are you kidding?
Are you sane?"
You say, "No, man, I am not kidding." I know people always ask me. When they ask me, I have to tell them. And I tell them, "Where can I go, Georgina? Where can I go?"